We are live from the Collins Center here in beautiful San Rafael, California. Hunter Hornstein, Brian Sanchez in a minute, welcoming you to Senior Night. Tonight, the Penguins taking on Cal Baptist University, the volleyball team's final game of the 2011 season, as they salute Kayla Morphew, the one and only senior on this team. And right now, in front of a packed house here at the Collins Center, Avery Jaffe, the public address announcer, is calling out Kayla Morphew as she is saluted here. The Penguins will present Kayla Morphew with flowers, a bouquet from her coach and her teammates, and will say a few words. Presented there. Ashley Sand, the junior, saying the few words for her, Penguin counterpart. And Kayla Morphew, we thank you for a wonderful 4 years. It has been a blast. It's been a pleasure. It has been personal pleasure watching you play the last 2 years. And we wish you well on your future endeavors. Kayla Morphew will be missed as she has presented a plaque, a picture of her jersey by coach, head coach Gail Stammer, as well as a bouquet of flowers. They embrace, and Kayla Morphew, who is flanked by her parents, will certainly be missed here as the crowd salutes her. CBU is saluting her. And we salute you, Kayla Morphew, and no doubt she will be in the starting lineup here on senior night as the Penguins will wrap up this year against CBU. We got some starting lineups for you here. Here are the starters for CBU. Number one, Jordan Psycho, the freshman, 5'10". She had a great game last time out. A very good hitter. She's out of Chino Hills. Ingrid Carmona, out of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. The junior 5'10 hitter, she had an unbelievable night as well. Her and Psycho were definitely a 1-2 combination, a 1-2 punch. The libero, number 5, sophomore 6-footer from San Diego, Taylor Parker. She is the libero for tonight's game. Jelena Dragovic, sophomore 6'3 middle blocker out of Serbia. Number 14 is in there. Number 21, Bree Rauschenbacher. Rauschenbach, the senior, 6-foot mid blocker from Wildomar, California, and rounding out coach Ryan McGuire's starters, number 23, Jessica Kalama, the senior, 5'11 outside hitter from Torrance, California. The Penguins coming in with a record of 1-23, 1-14 in conference, currently tied with Chaminade for ninth place in the Pac West at 1-14. Cal Baptist sitting at fifth place with 9-5. They're currently 17-9 overall. They are headed by Gail Stammer in her second season. Laurel Grand is her assistant. She's in her second season as well. And Jake Spain in his first season is the other assistant coach. packed crowd here at the Conlin Center as the Penguins are introduced, and we will get you those starters as they are announced.
For the Lady Penguins tonight, a middle blocker from Placerville, California, number 15, Samantha.
The true freshman, Samantha Raines, number 15 from Placerville, California, is in that starting lineup. Jessica Jones, the sophomore.
A middle blocker from Cambria, California, number 12, Skylar Moon.
Skylar Moon, the junior transfer, the middle blocker from Cambria, is in there. Sarah Bain, number 17, the junior. Number 18, Ashley Sand, and Jessica Jones. Excuse me, Rhea Falealili, the outside hitter out of Long Beach, California. And no doubt, Kayla Morphew, who gets the loudest ovation, the senior, the outside hitter from Rohnert Park. In there, and that rounds out Coach Gail Stammers, starting nine for these 2011 Dominican University of California.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is November 11th, Veterans Day. To honor America and all those.
And this is November 11th, Veterans Day. And for those of you at home, please rise for the pledge for a moment of silence followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. Live from the Conlin Center, we are ready to go, underway here for this PacWest final match of 2011 as the Lady Penguins will finish out their season here against California Baptist University. One team in ninth place, the other in fifth place, as the Penguins look for maybe win number two of the season, and no better way to do it than the upset here for the senior, Kayla Morphew, finishing out her Dominican University of California career. It's senior night here at the Conlin Center. Hunter Hornstein welcoming you to the broadcast. I'm joined now by Brian Sanchez. Brian, a moving tribute by Ashley Sand, one of Kayla Morphew's best friends.
Absolutely right, Hunter. This is a very emotional pregame here, honoring Kayla Morphew for everything she's done for this program. Now what we have to hope is that they can channel that emotion and channel it into hard play and come out and beat a team that just beat them a few days ago and send Kayla Morphew out on a win.
We want to remind our listeners you can watch games from the Conlin Center online at www.americaone.com. You can also listen live here on radio.dominican.edu. We will be bringing you basketball for the rest of the way after tonight. And you can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/penguinradio. Follow Dominican Athletics on Facebook as well, facebook.com/Dominican Athletics, and on Twitter at Dominican Sports. www.dominicanathletics.com is the official website of Dominican University of California. Ashley Sand is out. Katie Batchelder into the game. Kayla Morphew to her left. Sarah Bain back to serve as the Lady Penguins won the coin toss. They're on the cue. CBU on the P of your keyboard, and away we go. Backcourt serve in front of the net, off of the hands of Kayla Morphew, and that ball was spiked there by Kalama, I should say, and she picks up right where she left off last time out, just a couple of nights ago on Wednesday, as CBU defeated the Penguins in three straight sets. It's quickly 1-0 CBU. Their serve into the back row goes out of bounds, and the Penguins have tied it up.
Yeah, that first ball to Morphew wasn't the start you're looking for, but what we can hope for is that a lot of balls go her way, give her a chance to make some plays and kind of show off here on her senior night.
Ingrid Psycho, Jordan Psycho, I should say, and Drakovich in the front. There's the serve by the Penguins. It's the backcourt set there. There's Carmona, who hits it over to Katie Bass. She hits it up high up in the air. There's Samantha Raines, who gets it dug out in front of the net, blocked by Skylar Moon, and she puts it away. 2-1, Penguins.
Yeah, Moon in the middle. She's a big one. She's one of the six-footers, and they need her to play like it, and she just showed it right there.
Big block by Skylar Moon there as Jessica Jones back to serve. She looks at that right hand, and there's the cross-court serve to Carmona, who bumps it up in front of the net for Parker. Back to Carmona, off of the hands of Katie Batch, out of bounds, and we're all tied up at two.
And that's what we got to watch out for, Hunter, on Thursday. Carmona went crazy. Carmona put on a show, and it looks like she's right back at it today. Wednesday, I'm sorry, I misspoke.
A shotgun for a right arm. Speaking of right arms, there's a right arm serve. Over to Morphew, to Bain, back to Morphew. She hits it backcourt, bumped up by Carmona. Parker sets for Drakovich, and Drakovich puts it in front, just helps it across in front of a diving Samantha Reigns, and it's 3-2 CBU advantage.
Yeah, Dracovic, she's 6'3", and she plays in the middle, and she just showed a little touch there. That's impressive.
Carmona, runner, here we go to Morphew. Here's Bain, sets for Skylar Moon, off of the hands of Dracovic, into the back row, Parker. There's Kalama, and Kalama off the hands of Jessica Jones, and the CBUs have gone up 4-2 here in set number one.
Jones with a good effort there to get to that hit by Kalama, but that was just hit too hard, and on the dive she wasn't able to get there.
Carmona back to serve. Once again, the third consecutive serve. There's the runner. It just barely gets over the court, and back over to Parker, who helps it across for Dracovic. Dracovic swings and misses. She went to help it across and whiffed at it beautifully. It fell onto the ground, open court onto CBU's side, and the Penguins have made it a one-point deficit. It's 4-3. Skylar Moon out of the game. Katie Batch back in, and here comes Ashley Sand to help out Morphew and Reigns up front. Batch to serve. Jordan sets for Kalama. Back row, Batchelder. There's Jones. Here's Morphew into the net, and this error by Morphew will put it to 5-3. Penguins trail, CBU on top.
Pretty bad miss hit there by Morphew. You got to hope that all the emotions in the game aren't making her ride too high right now. She'll settle down. She'll get back into it, and she'll play well like she always does.
Chloe Ainsworth in the game for CBU. She replaces Dracovic, and she will go back to serve. It's a good one in the back row. Just falls inside the back line. Service ace for Chloe Ainsworth. And CBU up 6-3. Largest deficit the Penguins have faced. It's still early. They've got an opportunity to come all the way back and still tie this thing. They're not out of it yet. There's the serve, dug out beautifully by Morphew in front of the net. There's Bain, helped across by Sand. Back row, bumped up. There's Kalama. Kalama dug out there by Batchelder. Here's Kayla Morphew, helps it across. Kalama up. Parker sets it. Psycho too far outside, and the Penguins get the point. Psycho had a good rip at it, but just hit it a little too far outside. It's 6-4.
Yeah, Jones tried to let that serve go out, but she was wrong. It fell in for a point for CBU. That time she let the long hit go and got Dominican a point.
Rauschenbach back in the game as Ainsworth takes a seat. Dracovic is out, and Megan Glennie is in. Lachelle Roulon hits the top of the net and barely gets over on her serve. Parker sets for Psycho. Psycho off the hands of Morphew. There's Roulon to Bain. Here's Morphew again off the hands, back row. Carmona is there. Parker, Carmona again off of Morphew, off of Sand. Morphew helps it across. Back row, Carmona. Parker for Kalama. Back row, Jessica Jones. DU on the offensive in front of the net. Blocked beautifully by Rauschenbach, and Ashley Sand gets a hit right back in her face. CBU on top, 7-4.
Good battle of the net there. 2 6-footers going at it. Sand hit it hard. Rauschenbach was just able to get there and send it back.
Longest rally of the night. We'll see Kayla Morphew take a seat as Rhea Falealili, the Long Beach product, the former Jackrabbit from Pauley High School, is in the game. Former PacWest Freshman of the Year as well. There's the back row set. Bain to Sand. Sand off the hands of Psycho, and it's out of bounds, and the Penguins with the point. Ashley Sand with the kill. 7-5 now. Penguins trail.
The power game there from the 6-footer, and that's what you love to see. We need her to be big tonight if we're going to beat CBU.
Penguins going all out. It is the last game. Might as well on senior night. Falealili, backcourt serve. There's Psycho blocked by Jessica Jones into the net. Somehow dug out. Carmona once again. Roulon back. Sets for Jones. Jones off of Lenny's hands. There's Kalama. Somehow saved. Penguins still alive, and unfortunately, Lachelle Roulon hits that right into the net. Nice effort there by the Penguins as they were diving all over the place, sliding on the ground. Unable to come up with it, though, is Roulon, and CBU goes up 8-5.
That initial save by Jones was awesome. Diving to her left, able to keep it alive.
Kalama with the serve. It's a big one. Bumped up. Here's Falealili. Too far to the backcourt and out of bounds. CBU points. The Lancers get the point. It's 9-5.
For a power hitter like Falealili, you don't mind seeing the first one go long because it means she's got the power going today.
Kamala, another big serve in front of the net. Helped across by Carmona. Her and Bain went up for it. Carmona won the battle up front. 10-5 at a five-point deficit. DU trails.
Yeah, Carmona's only 5'10", but you can't really count that because she has a vertical that can get her out of the building.
Kalama dug out by Jones, who gets set for Bain. Jones again with the kill! Jessica Jones with a big kill, and the Penguins are right back in it. It's 10-6.
What a perfectly placed bullet from Jones right there. Nobody's getting to that one.
Skylar Moon back in the game. Ashley Sand back to serve. Had a moving pregame ceremony message for Kayla Morphew, and her serve goes just right. Shanked it a little bit. Service error, and the Lancers get an easy point. It's 11-6.
Yeah, that one was knuckling and heading to the right. Carmona had no problem letting that one go for a point.
Ashley takes a seat, and Katie Batch in to serve. There's the Lancer serve, dug out by Falea Lili. Here's Skylar, helps it across, dug out. There's Psycho, sets for Carmona. Carmona unwinds and delivers a kill. The Lancers get another one, 12-6, and that's going to force Gail Stammer to call a timeout. You're listening to Penguin Volleyball Action on the radio home of Penguin Athletics, 12-6 Penguins Trail. We'll be right back.
My heart's a stereo, it beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note.
If I was just another dusty record on the shelf, would you blow me off and play me like everybody else? If I asked you to scratch my back, could you manage that? Like if we had chicken trappy, I can handle that. Furthermore, I apologize for any skipping tracks. It's just the last girl that played me left a couple cracks. I used to, now I'm over that. Cause holding grudges over love is ancient artifacts. If I could only find a note to make you understand, I'd sing it softly in your ear and grab you by the hand.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here live from the Conlin Center for Women's Volleyball, honoring Kayla Morphy tonight on senior night. Hunter Hornstein on the call.
Thank you, Brian. Hunter Hornstein, Brian Sanchez. Senior night or Kayla Morphy night, either way. CBU's serve is off the hands of Rulon, somehow saved by Jones. Backcourt now. DU on defense. Here's Carmona in front of the net, helped across by Bain. There's Rulon, helped across again. Backcourt, somehow saved by the Lancers in front of the net. Big hit. Whiff. Watch out there, Brian Sanchez. Lachelle Rulon tried to dig it out of there, and the ball was hit way out of bounds. Almost took out our computer there. Anyway, Lancers get the point, 13-6.
Yeah, Lachelle, I'm a classmate, not a teammate. You can't pass it to me.
Rockenbach with the serve. Somebody's got to get it. Helped across. Jessica Jones gets it out of there. The Penguins are penalized, however. Lancers get the point. Rockenbach back to serve, 14-6 here in game number one. It's the final game of the 2011 season for the Lady Penguins. Rauschenbach way throws it up there high as she serves the ball. Bain in front of the net. Here's Jessica Jones off the hands of Parker. Psycho bumps it up. Kamala sets for Carmona, who gets it blocked in front of the net by Moon. Rauschenbach again for Carmona. One more time. Blocked by Sarah Bain. Nice job by Sarah Bain. She's helped there by Skylar Moon. They got the hops, and Carmona is denied. 14-7.
3.5 sets now of volleyball we've seen from Carmona. I haven't seen her make one miss hit. She just had two on one rally.
Sarah Bain back to serve. She's back in the game as well. Carmona bumps it up. Parker sets back to her Carmona. Carmona helps it across. Somehow dug out by Bain. Falea Lili, Katie Batch. Parker for Rauschenbach, and Rauschenbach puts it away. CBU with the point. Lancers up 15-7.
Yeah, that's the problem with having a 6'3 girl in the middle. She's able to get up and throw it down hard.
Taylor Parker, the sophomore, 6-footer out of San Diego, hits it right into the net, and the Penguins get a point there. A gift by the Lancers, 15-8. They're hanging around in this one, Brian.
Yeah, it's time for them to go on a run, though, before it's too late.
Jessica Jones back to serve. She will look at the back of her right hand. Runner, here we go. Backcourt, Parker sets, Drakovich into the backcourt. Here's Sam Raines, who gets it blocked by Psycho, and Psycho says, no way, Sam. Psycho and Sam, a couple of freshmen here for either team. Psycho for the Lancers, Sam Raines for the Penguins. 15-9, fans. Penguins trail here in game one. Jessica Jones, a big serve cross court, but it goes out of bounds. Point to the Lancers. Service error by Jessica Jones. Lancers get the ball, get the point, and lead 16-9.
That's a second service error now for Dominican, and that's not going to help you get back in the game.
Carmona back to serve. Runner into the back row. Set for Skylar Moon. Skylar Moon off the hands of Kalama to Psycho. Back to Kalama. There's Rhea Falea Lili. Here's Bane, sets for Falealili, who gets it blocked in front of the net, ball still alive. Falealili gets another crack at it, off of the hands of Parker, and it goes out of bounds. Penguins get the point.
Parker went up strong for that one, but when you hit it as hard as Falealili does it, bend your hands backwards, and that one went flying out of bounds for a Dominican point.
6-point deficit, 16-10, Penguins trail. Katie Batchelder back to serve. Cross court, Kamala to Parker, to Dracovic, who puts it away. The Serbian makes it 17-10, a 7-point lead for the Lancers. Penguins really were helpless on that hit.
Oh, yeah, and the outside players for CBU are doing a great job of setting Dracovic up with perfect shots in the middle, and she's taking advantage.
Chloe Ainsworth back to serve. Last time she did that, she got an ace out of it. Can she do it again? Katie Batch says no way as she helps back over to CBU's side. Lancers in front. There's Rauschenbach, who's blocked by Ashley Sand. Ball still alive. Helped across by Reigns. Psycho to Parker, to Carmona, backcourt, and she gets that backcourt. She finds the back right corner just out of the reach of Katie Batchelder. 8-point advantage, 18-10, and CBU is starting to pull away as they enter that coveted red zone, only 2 points away. Here's the runner for Ainsworth. Backcourt, caught Jones by surprise. Batchelder sets, Falealili helps it across. Backcourt, Ainsworth to Parker, set for Psycho, off the hands of Falealili. Ball still alive. Lancers on the offensive. There's Carmona. Dug out by Batchelder. Reigns. Did she get it? Yes. Off of the hands of Psycho, and Reigns gets revenge on Jordan Psycho as the two freshmen clash again. 18-11 now. Penguins still trailing. Dracovic out. Roulin in for Reigns. Lachelle Roulin back to serve. 18-11, fans, here in game one. Lachelle's serve is bumped up by Carmona. Here's Kamala, who is dug out in front of the net. Bane sets for Falealili. If it helped across in front of the net, dug out somehow in front of the net. There goes Psycho again. Nice sliding dig out by Lachelle Roulin, and Sarah Bane couldn't get around Lachelle, who was still sprawled out on the ground. She couldn't get around her in time, and the ball fell to the feet of Sarah Bane. 19-11 now, and CBU is certainly pulling away. 8-point lead, and there's Psycho's service ace off the hands of Lachelle Roulin. Really helpless in that one was number two. 20-11, and the Lancers pulling away big time, Ryan.
Yeah, Psycho, the freshman, has a big serve. She tosses it up way up high, and she hits it hard.
Jordan Psycho with the serve. Dug out somehow by Batchelder. There's Bane, who sets cross-court for Falealili off the hands. Jordan will set for Kalama, who helps it across way too much. She thought that a penguin reached over the net. She was looking for the call, didn't get it. Shocked and stunned, she laughs about it now because her team's up 20-12. Penguins get the point, though, and they get the ball back. Looking to go on a scoring run here. And certainly that's what they'd like to do. Falealili to serve. Bumped up right side in front of the net. Helped across by Kalama. Bane for Ashley Sand, who helps it across. Diving attempt. Pancake saved there by the Lancers. Carmona back over to DU. There's Bane. Here's Jessica Jones off the hands. Ball's high in the air. Backcourt. Carmona hits it up. Shanks it just a tad. It's still alive. Back to the DUs. Here's Bane. There's Jones again, dug out by Carmona. Jordan sets for Rauschenbach, who helps it across, but right there is Roulin, helped across by Bane with the kill. Sarah Bane ends a long rally, the longest of the night. The Penguins with the point, two consecutive points in a row, 20-13. What a play by Sarah Bane.
Bane, the junior out of Aloha, Oregon, just made a masterful play, faking the set, putting it down, getting an easy point for Dominican.
The former Jackrabbit, Falealili, to serve in front of the net. There's Jordan, there's Rauschenbach with the kill. Oh my goodness, Bree Rauschenbach had all the time in the world, had all the court in the world, that backcourt to be exact, and she put it away, 21-13.
Whether it's Rauschenbach or Dragovic in the middle, they're putting up points.
Kalama, Jessica, the senior, with the serve, Roulin in front of the net, Rauschenbach back to serve, or back to get it out of there, I should say. Jessica Jones helps it across, backcourt for the Lancers in front of the net, Rauschenbach again, just got it inside the line. That backcourt is too unforgiving there for the Penguins. 22-13 now. Gail Stammer looking to her bench, and she's going to send back out the one and only senior, Kayla Morphew. Oh, maybe not. Looks like the Lancers got the serve off in time, and it's helped across by the Lancers, set by Bane, and nobody was there to take the ball. 23-13, I should say. A little mental relapse there by the Penguins. Filea Lili takes the seat, and here comes Kayla Morphew, the one and only senior, was honored earlier tonight. It is senior night. Here at the Conlin Center, helped across. Baines, that's for Jones. Jones hits it right into the net. Not what we needed right there. 24-13, match point. Set point here for the Lancers as Kalama tries to put it away. There's the serve. Roulon to Bain. Ashley Sand with the kill, and watch out. That definitely took out our computer there, and I don't know about that ball, Brian.
Hey, if it's going to cost a computer every point, we may have to get some more computers there, Hunter, because we're going to be in trouble.
Somehow the Penguins get the ball back and the point. 24-14. We're okay, fans. Don't worry about it. There's Rauschenbach, who puts it away. This sets over. CBU gets it, and they go up 1-0 now over the Penguins. Penguins fall in set number one, 25-14. You're listening to the radio home of Penguin Athletics, radio.dominican.edu. Radio.Dominican.edu, the official radio home of Dominican University of California Athletics, welcoming you back to senior night here. Kayla Morphew getting recognized as the Penguins' only senior. Hunter Hornstein, Brian Sanchez welcoming you to the broadcast. The Cal Baptist University Lancers won that first set, and they were led offensively definitely by Carmona and Dracovic.
You're absolutely right, Hunter. For Dominican, the leader in kills was Samantha Raines, the freshman, with three. Then you look at Cal Baptist. They had Bree Rauschenbach with three, Jelena Dragovic with three, and Ingrid Carmona with four. I'm sorry, Dragovic has four. So they have two girls with four, one with three. And when they're getting that much production out of their top players, they're hard to contend with.
Absolutely, and the Penguins are going to have to look to really steady the tide here and stay within this game. Hannah Stocking into the game now for the Penguins. Back row is Bain, Jones, Katie Batch, Stocking. Off to the left in front of the net are Skylar Moon and the other six-footer, Ashley Sand. Samantha Raines. Here's the serve. Samantha Raines with the kill off the hands of Carmona, and the Penguins strike first.
Raines, the true freshman out of Placerville, having a big night tonight. Four kills already. Hopefully she'll build on it and take this into her offseason.
Samantha Raines has been a very productive player for Gale Stammer, only as a freshman. Jessica Jones with the serve. Kalama, I should say. Dracovic helps it across. Carmona with the kill. Somehow bumped up by Jessica Jones, and then Bain tried to help it from going out of bounds, and Jones again tried to hit it and save it and go take it over the net, and it went out of bounds, and we're all tied up at one apiece.
A lot of saves tried for in that rally, but none came through for Dominican as they let the score get even.
Carly Campbell now in the game for Parker. And she will go back to serve for the Lancers. Campbell, a freshman, 5'9", out of Grand Terrace, California. She with the runner. Stocking to Bain, set for Moon, helps it across. There's Psycho to help it out. Carmona gets the set off the hands of Sam. Nice block there by Dracovic with the kill. But it went out of bounds. They're going to call it out of bounds. Dracovic hit it just a little too far to the left, and the Penguins get the point. They're up 2-1.
Hey, how about a little senior night magic?
We'll take it. Penguins looking for win number two on the season. Currently sitting tied with ninth place with Chaminade. Katie Batch with the serve. Bumped up right side. Carmona with the kill attempt. Blocked in front of the net. There's Bain, there's Sam. Sam off the hands of Kalama, set for Psycho. Psycho. And once again, we get another computer taken out. Both computers down. We're okay, though. I might have cut my hair there on that ball. Carmona unleashed a punishing blow off the hands of Sarah Bain. Ricocheted into the broadcast booth. We're all tied up at two. We're okay, fans. But more importantly, the game is still tied. Katie Batch bumped up for Jones. Jones back row to the Lancers. Lancers in front of the net. Nobody's there. Look like miscommunication. Ashley Sand off the hands of Psycho and out of bounds. And the Penguins with the point. They pull ahead. It's 3-2.
Great play by Sand there. She went up. The ball was being helped over, but she didn't just control it. She went ahead and threw it down. Easy point there for Dominican.
Back to serve, Lachelle Roulon. Throws it up, and there we go, into the net. And just like that, the Penguins give a point back. It's 3-3. We're all tied up again. One of the closest matches we've seen all season.
And I'll tell you what, if that senior night magic is going to come to fruition, this is the set it needs to be in. They can't fall in a hole. Down two sets to none.
All right, here we go. In front of the net, helped across by Kalama, and Kalama puts it away. The Penguins, really nothing they could do about that. Collapsed in front, and Kalama just helped it across. And the Penguins now are trailing for the first time all set. It's 4-3, I should say. Sarah Bain will set for Hannah Stockton, who helps it across. Kind of whiffed at it a little bit, and the Penguins get called for the two-touch. It's 5-3 now. CBU pulling away just slightly. Ainsworth back to serve.
It's a couple of mistakes from Bain here tonight. Very uncharacteristic.
Ainsworth with the runner. Cross-court serve into the back row. There's Bain. Here's Jessica Jones. Jessica Jones puts it away! Off of the hands of Ainsworth, and Jessica Jones brings it within one. 5-4.
You know, the point scoring right now is really spread out among everybody, which bodes well for the rest of the night because they're not depending on one person.
Back to serve, Hannah Stocking, number three, sporting the gray headband in her hair. Carmona bumps it up. There's Parker. There's Rauschenbach, who puts it away. Rauschenbach really went after that one. Pretty went really easily, I should say. I couldn't think of the word right off the top of my head there. Back to serve is Jordan Psycho. 6-4, fans. Psycho throws it way up there, the freshman does, and she cross-court serves into the back row. Helped up across by Lachelle Roulon. Very indecisive there, but she got the job done. Psycho sets for Rauschenbach, who blocks it in front of the net. Nice job by Jessica Jones, but it goes out of bounds. And the Lancers get the point. 7-4 now. They lead. Psycho once again throws it way up there with the runner. Big serve off the hands of Katie Batch in front of the net. Careful not to hit it as Spain. Jessica Jones, there's Carmona, who sets for Kalama. Kalama back row off the hands of a diving Hannah Stocking. And CBU goes up 7-4.
Rauschenbach really got momentum going for CBU, and they're riding it right now off the hard serves of Psycho.
4-point lead for the Lancers. It's 8-4 now. Psycho back to serve, just barely over to the net, and it looked like it tripped up Roulon. Hannah Stocking helps it across. In front of the net, Psycho sets, bumped up right side. In front of the net, helped across by Rauschenbach, and she puts it away. Rauschenbach gets it. In front of a diving Lachelle Roulon, and that's going to force Gail Stammer to call a timeout. The Penguins are trailing 9-4 on the radio home of Penguin Athletics, radio.dominican.edu. Penguins right now are currently trailing 9-4 here in this best of five set. Psycho back to serve. The freshman hits it right into the net, and the Penguins get the ball back and the point, 9-5. Good way to start off the game after a quick timeout by Gail Stammer.
That one barely reached the net. Very surprising there from Psycho. Now hopefully we can ride that momentum and put a run together.
Ashley Sand sporting the goggles one last time tonight, at least for this season. She'll be back next year. Psycho in front of the net, helped across there by the Lancers. In front of the net again, helped across by Bain. Bain somehow gets it over. Back row for DU. Bain sets for Jones. Jones with the killer! Jessica Jones with the killer off of the hands of Katie Givens. And the Penguins now bring it within a couple more. It's 9-6. DU still trails, but they have the ball. And Ashley Sand back to serve. Back row for CBU. Kalama with the killer attempt, and it's bumped up. Helped across by Skylar Moon. Didn't get a hold on it. Tries to do it again. Off the hands of Givens. Back row somehow kept alive. In front of the net, here's Jessica Jones with the kill attempt. Off of Givens. Back over to DU side as it kissed the net. Jones one more time and gets again. Off the hands of Kamala. She got it again. 9-7, and Penguins coming all the way back.
Hunter, this could be trouble for CBU. It looks like the Jessica Jones show is about to start.
Ashley Sand will get another opportunity. Here we go. Back row off the hands of Kamala. Set in front of the net, helped across by Skylar Moon. Here's Jessica Jones off the hands. Gail Stammer is saying that one of the Lancers touched the net and then created a foul, if you could call that. I guess it would be a foul, and they're absolutely right. The refs got it right. They give the Penguins the point. Kamala can't believe it. She was ready to go back to serve. But as it stands, it's 9-8. Jordan Psycho is asking for an explanation. She doesn't believe so.
She doesn't look pleased with the explanation she got.
Speaking of explanations, here goes Kamala. She's going to go talk to the ref high atop the tower there. She wants an explanation, too. She doesn't believe it. Looking by her face, she's laughing. Psycho might be still upset about that, talking to herself, shaking her head. Guess what, though? The Penguins get the point. It's 9-8. Back to serve to Ashley Sand. Hits a line drive, and he just gets in front of Carmona. Service ace for the goggle-wearing Ashley Sand. We're all tied up, Ryan.
This is one of the first times this year the door's been left open for Dominican. They've actually walked through. They're right back in this one.
Nothing to lose in this last game. Ashley Sand again off the hands of Carmona. He goes out of bounds. Point for the Penguins. And it's 10-9 in game two.
That serve looked like it was going to be 5 feet long on that one, but Carmona went up and hit it, a rare error from her.
Mistake by Carmona. Had she let it go, it would have gone out of bounds, and the Penguins would be looking at the other side of 10-2. This one goes too far out of bounds. Maybe Ashley Sand was a little too juiced up after that. Four consecutive serves that got them a point, and the Penguins now give the point back to CBU, and the Lancers have tied it up 10-10. Kamala back to serve. She serves it angrily into the hands of Katie Batchelder. There's Bain, helped across in the back row by Morphew. Excuse me, Hannah Stocking. Bain in front of the net. There's Jones into the net, and it goes out of bounds. Oh, my goodness. Miscommunication, mistiming, and the Penguins unfortunately give up a point in a sloppy fashion. Kamala back to serve. 11-10, fans. Lancers on top. Jones gets another crack at it. And she shanks it just left. And the Lancers get the point. Penguins wanted the call that Psycho tipped it. But she didn't. The refs didn't believe so. 12-10 now. Kalama back to serve, and her Lancers are up. There's the serve. Dug out in front of the net. Helped across by Bain, and she gets it down. Well, the Lancers continue playing it, but the refs blew the whistle. Sarah Bain helped it across. A good veteran move there. Quick help across. And the Penguins with the point. They've made it a one-point game. Lachelle Roulon back out of the game. Here comes Samantha Raines, 12-11. Sarah Bain back to serve.
That's the second time she's done that tonight. It's a really great job at stealing serve back.
Bain, right side serve. Psycho sets for Rauschenbach. Rauschenbach off of the hands. Helped across by Sam. Sam in front of the net. Psycho for Carmona. Carmona left-handed hit awkwardly, but it's still alive. Stocking tries to help it across. Diving attempt there by Carmona. Rauschenbach into the backcourt. Too much. Just out of bounds, and we are tied once again here at the Conlin Center. 12-all.
Rare error there from Rauschenbach. She's been on point all game, killing Dominican. But we'll take the error there, the point, and the serve.
Sarah Bain back to serve. Throws it up. A good one. Carmona bumps it up in backcourt. Helped across there by Kamala. Bain sets for Jones. Jones instead dekes the Lancers and helps it across. Still alive, Carmona with the killer off of the hands of Jones. Here's Stocking who unloads. Backcourt. Look out, this might be trouble. Lancers trying to clear it. Will they? No. Rauschenbach tried to clear it. Carmona tried to help her, and instead it went into the net. Penguins take the lead, 13-11.
All that set up by the dig on Jones's part on Carmona, it's impressive.
Bain back to serve off of Carmona's hands. Psycho to Katie Batch in the backcourt. Sets for Sam Raines. Sam Raines unloads with the killer. When it rains, it pours. 14-12. Penguins on top.
The true freshman maybe having her coming out party tonight at the end of the season, because she's not playing like a freshman right now.
Sarah Bain again, back to serve. Here we go. Carmona, backcourt. Psycho sets for Carmona, who unloads. Blocked by Samantha Reigns, but it goes out of bounds. Oh, they played her beautifully. Skylar Moon and Samantha Reigns were in front of the net, anticipated the big hit. They got it. Unfortunately, it bounced off their hands and shanked left. Went out of bounds. 13-14 now. Penguins still trailing. Givens off the hands of Katie Batch. Backcourt. Penguins still kept it alive somehow. Backcourt now. Kamala to Rauschenbach. There's stalking. Miscommunication, but Kamala. Psycho. Carmona. Off of stalking. Stalking somehow dug it out. Helped a cross diving attempt by Jones, and she can't come up with it. Drakovic says, you know what, if you can block the big hits, I'm just going to help it across. And she found open court in the middle, but what a stop there by Hannah Stocking, who dug out an unbelievable missile from Carmona. Into the net, there goes Rauschenbach on the serve, and the Penguins pull ahead once again on a gift point, 15-14. We got a dogfight here, Brian.
And just like that, momentum swings back to Dominican side as they have the serve, and it's going to be Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones back to serve. The Penguins playing tough, hanging tough all night. Down one game already. One set, I should say. Backcourt, Kamala. Psycho in front of the net. Cross court hit by Carmona, and we're tied.
I'm very comfortable saying Carmona hits the ball harder than anyone I've seen before.
My goodness, sign her up. 15 all here in set number two. Parker back in the game, and she's going to go back to serve.
Parker back to serve.
The Penguins anticipating it. Stalking. Here's Bain. Set for stalking again. Off the hands of Psycho into the backcourt. There's Kamala. And Carmona puts it away one more time. Backcourt. She caught stalking up in front. Stalking should have been back in the backcourt. Wasn't there. Carmona saw it, exploited it, and puts her team up 16-5. 15, I should say. Not that much of a lopsided victory. Bain. Sam Reigns blocked in front of the net. Dugout still by the Penguins. Still alive. Carmona lets this one go, and it's just out of bounds. And the Penguins now down by two, 17-15.
They really need to make a play right here or get an error from CBU, because they need to stop this run before it gets too big.
Taylor Parker to stalking. Here's Bain. Moon. Moonshot nice. Off of Parker. Skylar Moon finally contributes there. She's been waiting a long time for that one, it seems like. And she hit a missile. An asteroid off of the hands of Parker. 17-16, one-point game. Katie Batchelder, the libero, back to serve. And she shanks it left. Carmona fist pumps that one. Very emotional game so far. You're seeing the girls really pumping their fists, shouting. This is the last game of the season. 18-16 now. Penguins trail. Carmona to serve. Bain in front of the net will set for stalking. Stalking unloads off the hands and out of bounds. 1 point game, 18-17. Stalking cashes in.
Hunter, you mentioned it before the game. When Stalking is healthy, she has a cannon for her right arm, and she just proved it right
Hannah
there.
Hannah Stalking stuffed it off of the hands of Psycho in front of the net. Rulon back to serve. Here we go. It's a long looper. There's Carmona. Sets for Parker, helped across by Drakovic. Bain finds it. Ashley Sand off of the hands in the backcourt. There's Psycho. Kamala off the hands of Katie Batch, out of bounds, and the Penguins unable to come up with that one. CBU puts it up, 19-17. A few more substitutions. Ainsworth is back in the game. Parker, Carmona, Psycho, Kamala, Kalama, and Rauschenbach in front of the net, helped across by Psycho in front of Katie Batchelder, who is running up to try to save that one. And the Lancers have found themselves in the red zone, 20-17 now. Penguins got to keep it close right here. This is a big stop for them. Backcourt, Batchelder. Bain sets for stalking. Stalking helps it across and doesn't get enough on it. Hit it. Helped it across, but right into the net. Did not get enough on that one, Brian Sanchez. Forcing Gail Stammer to call a timeout. 21-17, you're listening to Penguin Radio, DU Volleyball Action Style, on the radio home of Dominican Athletics, radio.dominican.edu.
Senior night, Kayla Morphew being honored here on radio.dominican.edu. Hunter Hornstein with the call.
21-17, we got ourselves a barn burner here. Very competitive game, too, much like game one was. There's the set by the Lancers. Batchelder on the floor, digs it out. There's Jones off the hands, still alive. Helped across, and Parker tried to set it, and it went out of bounds. She's just, instead of setting it up, she set it to the side, a line drive right into the net.
And there's the error that can send Dominican on the run to get them in this game, to get them back in this set.
21-18 here, fans. Penguins hanging tough here in set number two. Hannah Stocking back to serve. More than capable of coming through with a scoring rally are the Penguins. Dracovic, though, puts it away, but it goes out of bounds just to the left. And the Penguins get another break, 21-19, fans.
Dominican needs points, and if Rauschenbach wants to help us out by hitting it out of bounds, albeit.
Hannah Stocking, here we go. Backcourt, Carmona bumps it up. Parker waits for it. Kalama hits it too far out, and the Penguins get three consecutive points and have brought it within one. 21-20 here in set number two.
We got ourselves a game, Hunter.
Penguins, all sorts of confidence right now. Stocking, cross court. Kalama to Parker. Dracovic, who hit the net. In front of the net, there's Ashley Sand. Big tough stop, and she gets it. Ashley Sand off the hands of Rauschenbach. Went out of bounds. Penguins have tied it up. It's 21 all.
And folks, we got a game. They're playing their hearts out, and you got to believe it's for Kayla Morphew. They want to send her off.
Everyone up there on the bench, crowd on its feet. Here's the serve. Helped across by Dracovic. In front of the net, here's Jessica Jones off the hands, dug out, somehow still alive. Kalama into the back row, Batchelder. Helped across by Bain. Somehow helped across. Is it going to go out of bounds? No. Ball still alive. Lancers back over to DU. Here's Bain again. Sets for Ashley Sand. Ashley Sand helps it across. Somehow dug out by Psycho. My goodness, this is a barn burner. Carmona into the net. Penguins. 22-21. Carmona tried to help it across into the net. Penguins take the lead. And Hannah Stocking back to serve. Cross court just right. The service error ends the streak for the Penguins, and it knots this game up at 22-all.
We got a new game, Hunter. Three-point game. First one to three wins it.
Parker takes a seat. Here comes Givens. And this freshman Psycho throws it up, and away we go. Backcourt serve, a big one here. There's Bain. Sets it, helps it across, bumped up in front of the net. Here's Ashley Sand with the kill! 23-22, Penguins lead here in set number two.
Penguins with the lead in the serve. The crowd is behind them on this one. They are loud, and they are willing the Penguins to a win.
Ashley Sand tries to put the Penguins within 1 point of winning this set. 23-22, here's the serve, and into the net. Oh, that one hurts. We're all tied up. 23-23.
You can read that one all the way. It was low from the start.
Kalama, CBU serve. Back row, Stocking. There's Bain. Helped across by Jessica Jones. Out of bounds! Dug out by CBU, and it's out of bounds, and the Penguins with the point. 24-23. This is set point for the Penguins.
Reigns checks in for Rulon, bringing in the big girl in the front to get the kill.
Ashley Sand out of the game now. Sarah Bain serve, cross court, dug out by the Dracovic, off the hands. There's Samantha Reigns, here's Bain, here's Jones, and yes! It's over! The killer by Jessica Jones ends it! Back court, and we are all tied up. One set apiece, and the Penguins come all the way back and win in dramatic fashion. Penguins win 25-23. You can put that win on ice. Stunned in disbelief are CBU. They had as much as a 5-point lead. The Penguins never said die. And they win set number two. 25-23 your final. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, set number three here on senior night. Kayla Morphew's last game as a senior, and the Penguins are tied up one game apiece. You're listening to the official radio home of Dominican University of California Athletics, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
And the Penguins, Brian, falling behind early, 1-0 in this best of five sets, have came all the way back and tied it at 1-1. And there's something special going on here in the Conlin Center. The crowd is alive. There's a buzz. And CBU almost looks like they're playing back on their heels.
You know, you got to believe that they are playing this whole match for Kayla Morphew. This is her last match. Why not send her off with the win? You got to believe that they're leaving it all out there on the floor for Kayla Morphew, because she's not going to get to leave it out on the floor for Dominican again.
Sarah Bain, Katie Batchelder, Hannah Stocking in the back row, and then up front, the two six-footers, Skylar Moon and Samantha Raines. Jessica Jones is there too. Away we go here in set number three. Set in front of the net. Little miscommunication. Somehow helped across. Here's Bain. Sets for Samantha Raines off the hands. But it's saved by the Lancers. Carmona into the back row. Off the hands of Moon and out of bounds. 1-0. CBU draws first blood.
Yeah, that's another one for Carmona there. That's eight on the night now. And she's putting on a show.
Nothing else to say really about her. Taylor Parker back to serve. Low line drive. There's Bain. Sets for Jones. Off the hands of Carmona. But Parker's right there to help it across. And that's Psycho. Psycho helps it across in front of Ashley Sand. Excuse me, in front of Samantha Raines, I should say. 2-0 now. CBU on top. Penguins still looking for that first point here in set number three. Parker with the runner. And it goes out of bounds. And there's that point. The Penguins didn't have to do much to get it. It was a gift from the Lancers, but they'll take it. Cuts the deficit in half. It's 2-1.
You know, his errors have really helped Dominican out in that second set, and it looks like they can use him again here.
Jessica Jones looks at the back of that right hand and delivers. Dug out of there in front of the net. There's Rauschenbach. Drakovich, in front of the net. Blocks. Skylar Moon helps it across. Carmona. Rauschenbach again, and she kills it. Drakovich puts it away. 3-1. I said Rauschenbach. Was Drakovic. She's out of Serbia. Belgrade. Not sure how, if I'm pronouncing that right.
Sound good.
Hannah Stocking with the kill attempt, and it's bumped up in front of the net. There's Carmona, who puts it away. Carmona finds the backcourt, and CBU, maybe that win by Dominican woke up something in this Lancer team, because they're playing like much like they were in the first set. And Carmona has turned it on to another level. 4-1, Penguins trail. Carmona with a runner. There's the serve. Bumped up by Skylar Moon. There's Bain. Here's Stocking. Helped across backcourt. Off of the hands and out of bounds. Carmona tried to save it, but she couldn't. Penguins cut the lead in half. 4-2. Skylar Moon's going to take a seat. Here comes Ashley Sand.
Big point right there to get momentum back on Dominican side. They needed the serve. They need control.
Katie Batchelder to serve. Long fly ball into the middle court. Set, there's Psycho off the hands of Stana Stocking and out of bounds into the backcourt. CBU gets the point right back, 5-2. Drakovic is going to take a seat. Here comes number seven, Parker. Glennie is also going to take a seat. She started early. She's the libero. She's out now, though. Tana Stocking digs out that Lancer serve. There's Ashley Sand off the hands, dug out there in the back row. Set for Parker. Drakovic. Rauschenbach helped across by Sand. Back row Carmona. Parker, Carmona helps it across. Samantha Raines helps it up. Here's Hannah Stocking with the kill. Off of the hands of Ainsworth. And point goes to the Penguins, 5-3. They're keeping it close, Brian.
Tonight we're seeing by far the best play in this building that we have seen from Hannah Stocking.
Hannah Stocking is on another planet right now. Lachelle Roulon back to serve. Dug out by Kamala. Off the hands of Psycho, and Psycho puts it away. 5-3. Lancers get the point. They're up 6-3 now. Jordan Psycho, the freshman, Back to serve, rolls the ball around in her hands and throws it way up there, and away we go. Backcourt, there's Rulon, helps it across. Rauschenbach to Parker, sets it for Kalama. Kalama, deke move, helps it across. Bain to Jones. Jones backcourt off of Carmona's hands. 6-4 now. Penguins trail as they're bringing it within two.
When Dominican needs a point, they look at Jessica Jones, and she just got it done for them right there.
Jessica Jones, another outstanding hit off of Carmona's hands. Hannah Stocking to serve. Cross court. Kalama to Parker. To Rauschenbach, who puts it away. My goodness, a hammer hit from number 21. It's 7-4.
Yeah, I think with her, it's not as hard as she hits it as much as the tilt. She almost hits it straight down. You can't get to those.
Up and over the top. Nothing you could really do about that. Kalama dug out there by Stocking. Here's Jones. Backcourt. Does it find the court? Yes, it does. Just inside that back corner. And the Penguins with the point. 7-5. They're hanging tough. Katie Batchelder out. Here comes Skylar Moon.
Jessica Jones is really leading this team tonight. They need her to step up, and she has.
Ashley Sand said some few words before the game for Kayla Morphew, and now she serves it. Kalama to Parker. Carmona blocked in front of the net there by Jones. Helps it across. Dug out there by Psycho. Kalama to Carmona off the hands of Moon and just out of bounds, and CBU with the point.
For the Lancers.
Lancers will go up 8-5 now. Ashley Sand thought it was a point for the Penguins.
Yeah, initially the referee pointed the wrong way. He confused her a little bit.
Ashley Sand will give the ball up now, and back to serve is Rauschenbach. Rauschenbach, O'Reilly throws it up with the right hand. Dug out by Stocking in front of the net. Bain's going to have to clear it. Helped across by Jones. Psycho for Parker, for Carmona with the killer. My goodness, she possesses a cannon.
The 5'10 junior out of the Dominican Republic does not mess around when she hits a ball.
9-5. Rauschenbach to serve again. And just finds the back line as it's a service ace for the Lancers. And they've made it a 5-point game. 10-5 now. Penguins trail. Rauschenbach again to serve. Here we go, throws it up, a line drive into the back middle court, and it goes off of Stocking's hands, just went over the net, and Drakovic is right there and just helped it across, kind of a little block hit, and it went straight down to the back court. They're up 11-5. Stammer has to call a timeout. Penguins trail 11-5 here in set number 3. You're listening to the radio home of Penguin Athletics, radio.dominican.edu. San Rafael, California, the site of this DU volleyball action. Live here on Penguin Radio. Hunter Hornstein, Brian Sanchez to my left. Penguins trail 11-5 here in set number 3. We're all tied up at one set apiece here as the Penguins won dramatic fashion. Set number 2. Rauschenbach to serve off the hands of Stocking. Bain sets for Jones. Jones awkwardly hits it but still clears it. In front of the net is Drakovic. Drakovic with a kill attempt. No good. Two touch called on the Penguins, and the Lancers are starting to pull away here. It's 12-5 now in set number 3.
Yeah, Dominican really needs to stabilize themselves right now and get back in this game before it's too late.
Rauschenbach back to serve for another time. Just barely gets it over the net. Somehow dug out by the Penguins. Katie Batchelder was going to go get it, but instead Lachelle Rulon stepped in front of her. Miscommunication at its finest. They're going against the Penguins, 13-5. Stammer's not too happy about that one, and Lachelle gets yanked.
And communication errors have been the Achilles heel all year, and it strikes again here in set 3 of the final game.
The refs aren't going to allow Stammer to trade subs until this set's been played here, or this point has been played. Rauschenbach's serve is off the hands of Katie Batchelder and goes out of bounds. Now, Alex Gasologa will come on in for Lachelle Rulon. Gasaloga, the freshman out of Vallejo, California. Rauschenbach to serve again. And she hits it in the net, and the Penguins get the gift point, and they get the ball back, and they get the opportunity to come all the way back. They're trailing currently 14-6, and they're going to need a lot more help. Gasaloga will take a seat after just one play, and Sam Raines is back in the game.
That error came at a perfect time because Dominican needs to get back in this thing now.
Sarah Bain back to serve. Can Dominican go on a scoring run? Parker in front of the net for Drakovic, who puts it away. That's just not fair. 6-3 in front of the net. It's 15-6 now, the Lancers lead.
Here in this third set, Carmona and Drakovic are clicking on all cylinders, and that's trouble.
Parker, the runner, the serve. Stocking to Bain. Bain to Jones. Jones helps it across. Can she get it? No! Psycho dove for it. Was unable to come up within. The Penguins with the point. 15-7.
And this is a time in the set where Jessica Jones really needs to take this game over and get Dominican back in it herself.
She is the server now. Opportunity to really put the Dominican on a scoring run. And oh, no. Hits it a little too far. Service error. Lancers with the point and the ball. They're up 16-7.
Very inopportune time. That may come back and be a big problem here in this set.
That might be the blow to end the Penguins' hope to winning this set. And if that wasn't it, Carmona certainly puts the nail in the coffin. Carmona with a service ace off the hands of Jessica Jones. Two consecutive mistakes there by Jones, something you don't see very often. It's a 10-point lead for the Lancers, 17-7 here in set number three. Carmona with a serve again, cross court. Jones got tied up, but she was able to get it away. Stocking back court, bumped up there. Kalama saves it in front of the net and doesn't get enough on it. Point to the Penguins, 17-8 now. Skylar Moon takes the seat. Here comes Ashley Sand.
Yeah, Parker had a really poor leave there for Drakovic, and she couldn't get up to it. Point Dominican.
Katie Batchelder with the serve. Kalama to Parker. Back to Kalama. Off the hands of Jessica Jones. And out of bounds. CBU with the point. The Lancers go up 18-8. Back to a 10-point game.
Yeah, it seems like that set win and set two woke up the sleeping giant that is Ingrid Carmona.
Carmona has really been a potent offensive source for points for the Lancers. A great right arm, a cannon for an arm. Ainsworth to serve. Falealili digs it out. Bain to off of the hands of Ainsworth. And Ashley Sand puts it away. 18-9. Penguins won't give this one up that easily. They're not rolling over by any means. Sam Raines out of the game. Gasaloga back to serve.
That was a big time hit by Sand at a big time.
Now the refs will go over to Media Row here and go to the scorers table and want to sort out some substitution names. Gasaloga is in the game. Sam Raines is out, and it's 18-9, fans. CBU leads. Parker for Rauschenbach. She puts it away. 19-9, back to a 10-point lead.
Absolute bullets come off the hand of Bree Rauschenbach all night.
Rauschenbach is the senior out of Wildomar, California. Psycho into the net for the service error. And the Penguins another point. Another gift and another chance to go on a scoring run. It's 19-10. Falealili, with her Penguins down 9 points, will go back to serve. Last year's PacWest Freshman of the Year. Will the Penguins boast another PacWest Freshman of the Year? That remains to be seen. Kalama off the hands of Falealili. Here's Bain. There's San off the hands of Carmona. High atop of the net, Carmona helps it across, cross court, helped across. Sarah Bain, Gasaloga somehow saves it. Can Falealili get it? Katie Batchelder into the middle row, Kalama. Nice job by the Penguins. Kalama off the hands of Falealili. Carmona to Parker, who's going to set it for Rauschenbach. Off the hands of Bain. There's Batchelder. Bain helps it across again. Back court, Carmona. Big rally going on. There's Kalama just out of the reach of Rhea Falealili, and the Penguins with the point.
What a rally, Hunter. CBU was just blasting away at the Dominican Penguins, and they blocked everyone, but finally at the end they were able to get one past Bain and Falealili.
20-10 now the score. As Kalama is back to serve. Off the hands of Gasolaga. Calls Bain forward. There's Jones, who finds the back corner. Point for the Penguins. Jessica Jones, 20-11.
And what the Lady Penguins need now is a new episode of the Jessica Jones Show.
Ashley Sands sporting the goggles. An emotional pregame speech for teammate Kayla Morphew. One of her best friends. There's the serve. Carmona off the hands of Bain. Backcourt, Sand. Bain sets for Moon. Moon shot! Skylar Moon puts it away. Two consecutive points for the Penguins. 20-12 here in set number three.
I'll tell you what, if they're going to go on a run, it looks like they're poised to do it right now.
Ashley Sand back to serve again. Number 18, the junior. There's the serve off the hands of Glennie. Penguins got to clear it somehow. There's Psycho. Here's Glennie again. Sets for Rauschenbach, and Rauschenbach off the hands of Alex Gasolaga puts it away. 21-12 now. Sand's going to take a seat. Here comes Katie Batch. Katie Batch, Rhea Falealili, and Alex Gasolaga back to in the backcourt. In front is Bain, helped by Jessica Jones and Skylar Moon. Here's the serve by the Lancers. Helped across, still alive, to Psycho. Rauschenbach, Drakovic puts it away. Helped across easily after the good set there by Parker. And just like that, this game might be over. It's 22-12. Gail Stammer's going to call a timeout. As her Penguins are trailing 22-12 here in set number three. This best of set series is tied at one apiece, though the Lancers looking to win set number three here at the Conlin Center on senior night. Kayla Morphew's last game as a DU Penguin. You're listening to the radio home of Penguin Athletics, radio.dominican.edu.
Live from the Conlin Center on radio.dominican.edu, it's Dominican Women's Volleyball. Deep here in set three on Kayla Morphew's senior night. Hunter Hornstein on the call.
22-12, fans. Penguins trailing here, set number three. The Lancers won set one. The Penguins came right back and won set two. Now the Lancers firmly in the driver's seat with the pedal to the metal here in game three. There's the big serve there by Rauschenbach off the hands of Gasolaga in front of the net. Parker sets for Drakovic. No, it's going to be Carmona who helps it across. Little deke shot helped across by Bain in front of the net. Drakovic off the hands of Katie Batchelder, and that goes out of bounds. And Drakovic gets another point, and the Penguins have no answer for the big girl up front. My goodness, she has just been killer. Where you think that she's going to hit a giant, big, blasting hit. Instead, she dekes the Penguins and helps it across. 23-12 now, fans. Rauschenbach back to serve again. Throws it up, and away we go. Jessica Jones in front of the net. Gasolaga bumps it back over. Parker, Moon, and Parker wins in front of the net. Parker and Moon both went up for it. Parker won that one, though, and CBU has set point. It's 24-12 now, and the Penguins might have to start focusing on winning two sets in a row. As Rauschenbach delivers, big booming hit. Carmona set. Carmona again off the hands of Batchelder. Gasolaga's there, helped across, blocked in front of the net by Drakovic. Again by Drakovic, and she ends it. 25-12. DU falls. That's the point. That's the set. Final score of set number three is 25-12. CBU answers right on back, and they put the Penguins with their backs up against the wall, but they can win two games in a row. There's no question about that, Brian.
Oh, there's no question. After seeing how they played in set two, if they can just return to that, they shouldn't have a problem winning set four in this one, because they really played with emotion, and they need to channel that again and try and win one for Kayla Morphew.
The Penguins will go back, reconvene, and we'll look forward to set number three. Set number four, I should say. They can win this one. They will force a decisive game five set. You're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. It's DU volleyball action. The Lady Penguins taking on Cal Baptist University of California. It's senior night. I want to thank Kayla Morphew for her dedication to Dominican volleyball the past 4 years. Penguins trail 2-1. Set number 4 coming on up. It's a must-win for the Penguins, only on the radio home of Dominican Athletics, radio.dominican.edu.
90 miles per hour and straight down into the ground.
Carmona puts it away. My goodness. Rauschenbach to serve here in set number 3. Just a bit outside. And the Penguins get the point. No, they don't.
Katie Batch touched it.
A mental mistake by Katie Batch, as that one was clearly too far outside. And instead of making it 4-1, it's 5-0. CBU ahead. Bain will set for Samantha Raines. Samantha Raines, a little miscommunication, but she clears it. Carmona off the hands of Raines, off the hands of Batchelder, and out of bounds, and the point goes to the Lancers. It's 6-0.
Carmona has really cranked up the power since that set 2 loss that CBU suffered, and she's really just impressing everybody here tonight.
Let sleeping dogs lie, because Carmona has put on a show. Rauschenbach to serve, just finds the back line. Give me a break. Are you kidding me? Nothing you could do about that one if you're Hannah Stockton and Katie Batchelder in the back. And that's going to immediately call Gail Stammer out off the bench. She's going to call a timeout. The Penguins off to one of the worst starts they have had all season. 7-0. CBU leads early in set number 4. You're listening to the radio home of Penguin Athletics, radio.dominican.edu. Radio.dominican.edu is the official radio home of Dominican University of California and Dominican University of California Athletics. We're here in set number 4 on senior night. The Lady Penguins taking on the Lancers of Cal Baptist. 7-0, Cal Baptist leads. Here's the serve. Bain in front of the net. Skylar Moon helps it across. Parker to Carmona helps it across. There's Bain. Samantha over to Jones. Jones with the killer off the hands of Kalama in the backcourt. Carmona once again off of the hands, off the basketball hoop. And are the Penguins able to clear it? No. Hannah Stocking did all she could to get clear that ball from the backcourt. It was going to be a little bit short. Sam Raines tried to save it, and it went out of bounds. Hannah Stocking is going to take a seat, and the senior, Kayla Morphew, will enter the game to a round of applause by tonight's sold-out Conlin Center.
We need some senior magic.
8-0 now, the Lancers lead. Batchelder to Jones. Morphew into the net. Not what the Penguins needed right there, and they find themselves down 9-0 in a must-win set number 4.
Literally could not be a worse start.
Rauschenbach to serve off of Jones's hands. Bain back to Jones. Jones hits it too far into the backcourt, and the Penguins give the Lancers another point. It's 10-0.
And you can feel the momentum is 100% on CBU's side. Do they know that it's Kayla Morphy senior night? Because they're being rude guests.
I don't know. If anything, I feel like they should give them some sympathy points or something. The Penguins right now in all worlds of trouble. Down 10-0. My goodness. Rauschenbach. Again, we've said her name 10 times in a row now, it seems like. Bain to Morphew. Morphew off the top of the net. Dug out there by Carmona. Set for Carmona again. Inside the backcourt. Oh, my goodness. 11-0.
I don't think Cal Baptist could hit it out of bounds if they tried right now. They are that much on fire.
At this point, you're just hoping for maybe a service error, something that to stop these Cal Baptist Lancers, and that ball hits the top of the net and just dives down in front of Katie Batchelder, and it's a 12-0.
There's something bigger working against Dominican right now. It seems like they're haunted or something.
This may be the final set of 2011. Morphew to Sam Reigns. Morphew clears it again. Back row, here's Jones. There's Dracovic, blocked in front of the net, off of the hands of Skylar Moon and out of bounds. Oh my goodness. This is getting exhausting, Brian.
Well, you know what? It's because of the big three of CBU. Rauschenbach, Carmona, and Dragovic are grabbing Dominican by the throat, and they're not letting go.
13-0, and Ryan McGuire, head coach McGuire, is leaving his big three in there. He wants to finish off the Penguins when he has a chance. Middle of the court here. Carmona again with the killer, and it just goes out of bounds, and no, it doesn't.
Of course not.
It looked like from everybody's angle that it did. Somehow it found the inside of that line. And once again, CBU with the point, 14-0. And it's all Lancers in this one. Rauschenbach again, 15th serve in a row. And it's a good one. Reigns to Bain, to Jones, off the hands of Kalama. Here's Carmona with the killer.
Ingrid Carmona out of the Dominican Republic is leaving no spot on the court unhit. She's peppering this court right now.
A loud hit there that could have been heard all the way from Santo Domingo. And Gail Stammer has no choice but to call a timeout here. It's 15-0, fans, and a must-win set number four, possibly the final set of senior Kayla Morphew's career. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Penguin Radio is the official radio home of Dominican University of California and Dominican California Athletics. We'll start to talk when she borrows my pen. She wants a car with the cup holder armrest. She wants a car that will get her there. She's changing her name from Kitty to Karen. She's trading her MG for a white Chrysler LeBaron. I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket. Ryan, at a certain point, you got to wonder if Rauschenbach is tired.
Well, you know what? Maybe the timeout just worked the opposite way. Maybe she just revitalized Rauschenbach. Let's hope not. Maybe she got rusty.
For the 16th time in a row this set, Rauschenbach will go back to the line to serve it off. 15-0, Penguins trail. And there's the serve, dug out by Batchelder. Here's Bain, there's Samantha Rain, and it goes off the hands of Dracovic, and just like that, the Penguins are on the board.
Yes. We will not get shut out in this set, Hunter.
Everything is okay in Penguin Land.
Now, it's time for the Jessica Jones Show.
Everything is okay in Penguin Land. The Lady Penguins are on the board. 15-1 now, fans. Set number four. Jessica Jones back to serve. And just like Brian said, no better time for the Jessica Jones Show than right now. Can the Penguins mount an epic comeback? It would be a comeback of epic proportions. There's Parker set for At Howe. In front of the net is Bain. There's Sam Reigns. Off the hands of the Lancers and out of bounds. And the Penguins, two consecutive points, both coming off the true freshman, six-footer Samantha Reigns.
And it all started with back-to-back points.
15-2. Jessica Jones' serve, middle of the row, set, and a killer by Ainsworth. Ainsworth puts it away, but it just goes just left. Brian is telling me that looked like one of the Lancers may have gone over the net. Penguins get the point. We'll take it.
They even faked out the scoreboard.
16-3. 15-3, I should say. Off the hands. There's Jones. And set by Parker, and Parker set it into the own net, into our own net. The Penguins are just getting points left and right now.
Well, we needed them left, right, front, and back. We need them from everywhere.
Jones, the serve. Looper in the middle, dug out there by Musselman. Front of the net, Lauren Clark is going to get called for being all over the net. 15-4 now. And CBU gets another point and gets the ball back.
And here comes Psycho.
Psycho into the game. She will replace number four, Carly Campbell. 16-4, fans. And Parker serve. Morphew into the backcourt. There's Jones. Katie Batchelder in to Lancer territory. Dracovich fakes out Katie Batchelder and instead she dinks it in front of her. 17-4. Lancers on top.
Dragovic has been doing that all night. The 6'3 girl from Serbia. You think she's going to pound it home, but she just does a little drop shot where nobody is.
Parker to serve. The sophomore 6-footer. Here we go. Backcourt. Morphew to Bain to Sam Raines. Helped across. Backcourt. There's Ainsworth. Dragovic. Parker set for Psycho. Psycho off the hands of Jessica Jones, out of bounds. Had she let that one go, it would have been a point for the Penguins. But as it stands, Parker set beautifully for Psycho. Psycho unloaded, 18-4. Morphew's going to take a seat. And have we seen the last of Kayla Morphew in 2011 in Dominican basketball? Volleyball, I should say. Not basketball yet.
Basketball, too. Last we'll see her.
She could probably play basketball. Parker serves it into the net, and the Penguins get the ball back and the point back. Katie Batchelder's going to take a seat. Here comes Ashley Sand. Lauren Clark getting her first minutes. We'll go back to serve. Good one on the left side of the court. Parker sets for Ains. Ainsworth, and Ainsworth puts it away. 19-5 now. The Lancers tasting victory. Lauren Clark out of the game. Katie Batch back in. Ainsworth back to serve. Number 7 delivers off the top of the net. Anticipated beautifully by Hannah Stocking and helped across by Ashley Sand, and we get the point. Nice job by Ashley Sand to bring up the defenders up front and then help it across over their heads. Point to the Penguins. Sam Raines is going to take a seat. Gasaloga comes on in. It's 19-6. DU trails.
Sand just did her best Yelena Dragovic impression there on that one.
Alex Gasaloga back to serve. It's a good one. Off the hands there of Musselman. Musselman helps it across. Gasaloga's waiting. Bain sets for Sand. Sand off the hands. Helped across again. Blocked beautifully by Bain up front. Ainsworth off the hands of Jessica Jones. There's Bain. Jones again. Back to the Lancers. Dracovic hit too hard and it goes point to the Penguins. Good rally there. The Penguins victorious in the end, 19-7, your score.
Yeah, Jones learned from her last mistake. She let that one sail about 10 feet out of bounds. Good play there.
Gasaloga back to serve into the net. No, just off the net, and it's a service ace. It hit the top of the net and then dove right in front of Musselman. And it's 19-8.
Time for a run, Hunter.
I think you're right. Gasaloga back to serve. Backcourt, off the hands. Parker for Musselman. And there's Hannah Stocking, helps it across into the court. Yes! Hannah Stocking stuffs it. 19-9, 10-point advantage here for the Lancers. But the Penguins aren't going quietly. They're not going to roll over for just anybody. They want to play hard for Kayla Morphew, the senior, here on senior night. Gasaloga serve. Off of Musselman. Parker, Psycho, off the hands of Ashley Sand and out of bounds. Point for the Lancers, 20-19.
Tell you what, the CBU team has 4 to 5 girls that just punish the ball every time they hit it. It's impressive.
Dragovic back to serve. The runner and into the net. And the Penguins, for all the trouble that Dragovic has been giving them, pat her on the back and say thank you. A point to the Penguins, a gift point, 20-10 now. Hannah Stocking back to serve. More importantly, though, the Penguins get the ball back. Here's the serve. Back row. Set in front of the net. Rockenbach gets blocked by Ashley Sand.
Big time block there by Sand.
20-11 now. Are the Penguins on the verge of something incredible here, Brian?
They could be, but nobody in this building surprised by their not giving up.
Hannah Stocking to serve. Miscommunication by CBU. Finds that ball out of bounds, and the Penguins get the point as CBU is called for a two-touch. 20-12 now. Penguins trail. Get another gift point. Hannah Stocking back to serve. And here we go. Dug out of there by the Lancers in front of the net. There's Psycho helps it across. Sarah Bain, though, waiting. Ashley Sand finds the backcourt. Haven't been able to get excited about much, at least this set. However, Ashley Sand, a beautiful kill right there. 20-13 now. Penguins still with the ball. 4 unanswered points now. Hannah stalking to serve. Set for Psycho, blocked in front of the net, off the hands of Jones, out of bounds, point Lancers.
The freshman, Psycho, plays with veteran leadership, and she comes through it big time for the CBU team.
21-13, speaking of Psycho, she's backcourt to serve it. Throws it way up there, serves it off the hands of Gasaloga. There's Bain, helped across by Sand in front of the net. Musselman helps it across. There's Bain. Here's Jones. Jones hits it just a little too far outside. Penguins are trying to get the tip call. They're not going to get it, though. 21-13 now. Psycho back to serve once again. Psycho throws it up. Off the hands of Katie Batchel. They're 22-13, fans. Jones off the hands of Psycho. And it's a block in front of the net there by Parker. 23-13. And this one is all but over.
Now or never time for Dominican.
Jordan Psycho throws it up. Back to serve. Gasaloga off the hands. There's Bain, who sets it for Ashley Sand. Ashley Sand gets it blocked in front of the net. Lancers set point 24-13.
You never like to see a set like this end on some errors, but it looks like that's how it's going to go for Dominican
the
tonight.
The career of Kayla Morphy winding down. Will this be it? Psycho with the serve. Off the hands. There's Bain. Here's Stalking. Set for Musselman. Off the hands of Sand. Bain in front of the net. Sets for Jessica Jones. Jessica Jones with the killer! Kayla Morphy's career is extended by just one more play as Jessica Jones finds that back corner. Lauren Clark back in the game. Katie Batch is going to take a seat. 24-14. Back to serve is Ashley Sand. Set four here. Penguins have to win it or the season is over. Front of the net. Ainsworth a little too far, and it goes out of bounds. Point for the Penguins. Sand back to serve. 24-15.
You know, Hunter, I think I'd like to see Morphy checked in here at the end of this set, her final set.
We'll see what Stammer has in store. It's a good serve, and Ashley Sand with the service ace off the hands of Ainsworth. Nobody was there to get it. It was just a bad dig. 24-16. Ashley Sand back to serve again.
Never say die.
24-16, set number four. Ashley Sand serves it. Ainsworth, this time she gets it off. There's Rauschenbach, blocked beautifully by Lauren Clark. Dug out there by the Lancers. Ainsworth again. Off the hands of Ashley Sand in the backcourt. There's Sarah Bain to help it across. Now Gasaloga clears it. Parker to Psycho. Psycho to Gasaloga. Bain in front of the net is going to set for Jessica Jones. Gasaloga somehow finds it. Off the hands and Jessica Jones. I'm sorry, that's Lauren Clark. Kills it. 24-17 and the Penguins are creeping a little bit closer. Don't look now, Brian.
Big time hit by Clark, powering it through the hands at the wall there.
Ashley Sand, back to serve. Here we go. It's a good one, and it's off the hands of Ainsworth and an ace. Point to the Penguins, and 24-18. The score all of a sudden is getting a little too close for comfort for the Lancers.
Bad misplay by Ainsworth there. You can't let that happen. Easy bump, couldn't get it done.
Ashley Sand, back to serve. The only thing that could be worse is a service error. This one isn't, and it goes over to Musselman. Ainsworth helps it across in front of a diving Gasaloga. That's going to do it. Set, point, match. 25-18 your final, and with that, the career of Kayla Morphew comes to an end here on this November 11th, Veterans Day. The Penguins fall to 1-15 as California Baptist will end the season 10-5. The Penguins, a growing pain season that saw only one senior and the rest were underclassmen. We want to thank you for tuning in with us for this volleyball action, this volleyball season. Thank you to all the listeners here from Penguin Radio, from all of us at Penguin Radio. Brian, 25-18, and that score just shows that the Penguins at one point were down 15-0. They didn't give up.
You know, it was a tough season for the Penguins, but this was a reoccurring theme. Every time they got down big, they never gave up. Even though they were eliminated from playoffs a long time ago, it did not matter to them. They attacked every game with ferocity, and they never gave in.
The Penguins will end their season at 1-15. The one win coming against Chaminade during their road trip in Hawaii last year. Gail Stammer completes her second season at the helm, and the Penguins will bid farewell to Kayla Morphew, the senior, as she moves on to bigger and better things. Everyone else, though, will be back. Penguin Radio will be back next season. This season's over. We want to thank everybody to tuned in to Penguin Athletics here, volleyball style, on the radio home of Penguin. Penguin Athletics, radio.dominican.edu. Not much to say. For Brian Sanchez, I'm Hunter Hornstein, reminding you that basketball action is tomorrow. At 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock, Brian and I will be here, along with the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn, as we'll finish off some tournament action. The the basketball season just getting underway. The Lady Penguins going at 5 o'clock, so don't miss that game here only on Penguin Radio. For everyone here at the comm department, we want to thank you for tuning in to 2011 volleyball action. For Brian Sanchez and our producer, Stuart Horn, I'm Hunter Hornstein, reminding you the final score of set number 4, 25-18. The Penguins fall in 4 sets here at the Conlin Center. Congratulations, Kayla Morphew, on a great season and a great career. Good night, everybody.